Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, last week, panic broke out in the upstate after a Greenville News story. And this is the kind of stuff that just really scares people. Greenville News story that ambulances were backed up because there were so many COVID patients, and these ambulances were sitting around for 3 hours, and it was really horrible. And you know, people weren't going to, you know, maybe have an ambulance if they needed one for an emergency. And that was because Greenville County Administrator Joe Cornell told county council members the ambulance crews were facing delays of up to 3 hours because they have to offload the patient, you know, basically sanitize the ambulance, go through a whole bunch of protocols. And there was, you know, so many COVID patients, they weren't able to do that. And they were facing backloads of 3 hours and everybody was essentially going to die. Well, the good news this morning is that nobody is going to die. And this is why I often attach the reminder to Greenville News stories. It's the Greenville News. Prisma has now come back and hit back at this. The doctor in charge of the response says, no, that's not happening. It's not happening in our hospital. The physician overseeing the response to the COVID-19 pandemic at Prisma Health's upstate hospital says ambulances are not being unduly delayed by a surge in patients. We are not seeing significant backups in the loading docks at this point, Dr. Wendell James said over the weekend. So a lot of people saw the first article and panicked. As they often say, it is the Greenville News, so it might be true. Or it might not be true. So they followed up in the original story and are now reporting not the case. So do not panic. Prisma Health, which is 8 hospitals in the upstate, Dr. James said, we've been able to redistribute the load in a way to keep the patient flow moving so that we don't have significant delays, even though we do have delays, he says. But I mean, everybody is having them. So this idea of ambulances backed up for 3 hours and you're not going to be able to get an ambulance if you need one, it's not what's going on right now. So, but this is the kind of stuff, you take an article like this and it spreads all over the country, panic ensues, and it's a mess. So they walked that one back over the weekend, and kudos to them for walking it back as they should have. So if you heard that over the weekend, no need for panic. Everything's gonna be okay. So meanwhile, lots of stuff going on over the weekend as the Biden administration assures us that the Taliban is awesome, and they are going, they actually praised them last week, which was unbelievable, and they are going to help us fight Al-Qaeda. That's going to happen. And so we can't make them mad, even if the beheading videos are now coming out of Afghanistan. I don't know if you saw that over the weekend, tortured and beheaded a Afghan soldier. Really horrific stuff. UK Daily Mail had it. The US media blacked it out as if it didn't happen, but it did happen. You can watch the video online or at the UK Daily Mail site. It's pretty horrific. So these are the people that the Biden administration just last week were praising as businesslike and cooperative. They were tossing the man's head back and forth. So they're still pretending this morning that this is a new Taliban. And it's very interesting to me then that, and this is a Taliban, it's, you're not down with Al-Qaeda. Okay, they're in a civil war with Al-Qaeda, and we gotta support them so they don't lose and Al-Qaeda takes over. It's pretty bad when the former head of the CIA under Obama has to come out and correct that, which he did over the weekend, saying, the Taliban is sheltering Al-Qaeda right now. The number two Al-Qaeda operator from the time of bin Laden, now the number one Al-Qaeda operator on Earth. Where does he go when he wants shelter, when he wants to be free, when he wants to make sure his movements aren't hampered and he's protected? Where does he go? What country? Well, it's the one the Biden administration tells us where the leadership is at war with Al-Qaeda. They don't like him, man. We got to support the Taliban because if we don't, Al-Qaeda might take over. That's right. Went on television over the weekend explaining in a very long interview that actually the Taliban is, just like we saw them do with bin Laden.
Exactly. This right? is exactly is the sheltering. Same thing happened that 20 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, this idea that the Taliban suddenly doesn't like Al-Qaeda and we have to be their friends and support them because, you know, or at least not condemn them or maybe even give them aid. That was floated by Jake Sullivan, who is Biden's national security advisor, because we need them in the fight against Al-Qaeda. I mean, again, the Taliban were the ones who sheltered Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. So the idea that they had a falling out, now they're on opposite sides, it's hard to believe, and it's even harder now because we have the former CIA director, Mike Morrell, saying, no, the number one most wanted Al-Qaeda suspect on Earth right now is in Afghanistan because the Taliban are protecting him. I mean, this is just, it's getting to the point.
Which is exactly what happened 20 years ago.
Yes! Of such absurdity.
I mean, they might as well tell us that MS-13 is going to help us fight the mafia.
No, here we go. MS-13 is going to help us fight the drug dealers.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, the drug cartels.
Yeah, the drug cartels. That'll totally happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, yeah. In maybe a perhaps alternate time-space continuum, but somewhere in the universe.
One of those Marvel Comics What If episodes yes. or something. I guess I've got the right one. I don't know.
So bin Laden's number two guy, Ayman al-Zawahiri. It is amazing to me he's still alive, but he's thriving. Guess where? In Afghanistan, says the former director of the CIA. Oh, can you turn the audio back on? Debunking the Biden administration's narrative. It's just funny to me that the Obama people are out there debunking the Biden administration's narrative.
Well, but, you know, Obama did say that Joe always had an opportunity to mess things up. Not exactly a direct quote, but yeah.
Yeah, Politico reported that never underestimate Joe's ability to F things up.
Well, yeah.
They attributed that to Barack Obama.
Obama, yeah.
Yes. Here is, by the way, you know what's funny? Politico ran that, right? Obama never refuted that. Did you notice? Anyway, here's former CIA director Mike Morrell. Okay, let me try again. Here we go. I need to turn the audio on.
Ayman al-Zawahiri, the head of Al-Qaeda, issued a video on the 20th anniversary of the attacks. The UN said in July he's living in Afghanistan. Is he?
We think so. Which means that the Taliban is harboring Zawahiri today. The Taliban is harboring Al-Qaeda today. And I think that's a very important point.
So is that just a complete false premise then to say that pulling out of Afghanistan, we can still keep the threat from Al-Qaeda at bay?
Anyway, goes on to explain, yeah, no, they're pretty much sheltering them. Former CIA director under Obama. So it's just interesting to me that the Obama people are out there undermining what Joe is claiming.
There's some interesting political dynamics that are going on now, aren't there?
Yeah. And you know what I think a lot of it is? Conservative Trios got a great breakdown of it, that our intel agencies, a lot of them are angry at Joe because when things went south, he went out and trashed them.
Yeah.
And the military, to some extent, did too. And so they're at war right now in a game of tit for tat, basically. No, your fault. No, your fault. No, your fault. You're lying. No, you're lying. I'm going to get you back. So that's kind of what we're saying. And that's what Chuck Schumer, you know, the senator, warned us would happen. He said, listen, you cross those intel agencies, they've got six ways to having to get you back.
Like I've said before, I just have zero confidence in the civilian and military leadership of this country right now to protect this country from foreign threats and domestic threats. No confidence whatsoever.
And the way they lie to us, I mean, I'm just watching what's going on. Red State said there's literally a Democrat civil war going on, and there is. And it's also going on between these Democrat-led agencies like the CIA, the FBI, our military, which is now a liberal-led agency. Absolutely. Over the weekend, this was unbelievable. I couldn't believe the New York Times, right, comes out with a piece in which they flat out say that second military strike that they did in Kabul, which, you know, Milley and all the other leaders said, oh, yeah, we took out an ISIS suicide bomber. See, we struck ISIS back. And New York Times says, no, they didn't. They killed a family. And they went through each member of the family and debunked that. The guy was not ISIS. He was actually a USAID worker who was loading with his brothers, as he did every day, water into his car for his family. And he also would take it to the aid agency that he worked. This is that the story from our military, which is a total lie, and Milley should be called on the carpet for this and fired.
Should have happened a long time ago.
Milley said, you know, well, we saw him loading up supplies at an ISIS stash house. Well, the New York Times systematically in the article goes through it, debunks. It's not an ISIS stash house. It is a U.S. aid group's headquarters. And this was not something the man did one time and it looks suspicious. He does it every day. And they even had the video. It is clearly water in jugs. And he pulls in to get this, his own home, okay? Hold on with the music. His own home, not like, you know, a shopping market or something. And they hit him with it. And as they hit him with it, the kids had all run out because he lives with his brother and his brother's wife and another brother and that wife. So all the kids run out to say, hey, because he's come home. And bam, they hit him with the missile. Kills the kids, kills the brother, kills the guy. It was water. Okay, again, Lee, let's just use the Trump standard. Can you imagine if, out of embarrassment for losing 13 service members, for whatever reason, mistake, deliberate, I don't know, they fired a missile and killed a family?
Yeah. We'd never hear the end of it.
Oh, they'd impeach him again.
Yeah, and be constant investigations.
Yeah, he'd be called a murderer. All the military leaders would have to resign. Milley lied about this, by the way. It wasn't an ISIS stash house, and it was water. And, you know, Milley did admit, okay, there might have been some civilian, you know, casualties, but this was ISIS. And New York Times says, no, it's not. So where's the reaction from the Biden administration? Where's the penalty for Milley? Where's the criticism? I mean, I can't believe what they're getting away with. Again, this is the New York Times.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Love to hear from you this morning. This vaccine mandate, and by the way, Joe's going to build upon it with new dictates from his throne this week. This vaccine mandate really making waves this weekend. My priest brought it up. Talks about all the people who've come to him just completely distraught, asking for prayers, even asking for advice. What do they do? So many people facing losing their jobs. Love to hear from you if that's you, if you're walking on eggshells going into work today. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Market talk line. The text line, 71307. So it's going to be interesting to see what they add to the mandate, because I don't think they're going to stop. I think they're going to keep. They got a very tepid response from GOP officials. Better response, I'd say, from the governors, who are vowing to do something. And so I think they're emboldened. I think they're going to grab what power they can while they can. And the Battleground podcast today, I've already actually recorded it, is going to be epic, because it explains how this policy is straight out of the former Soviet Union. And I don't mean that, you know, it's something they would have done. I mean, it is something they did do. And Americans wouldn't recognize this kind of policy unless they had come out of Soviet culture or lived in the Soviet Union and understood how the setup worked there. And in the Soviet Union, I'll just give you a brief peek into where the podcast goes today. In the Soviet Union, it worked like this. Allegedly, communism was great and everybody, you know, got food and clothing and everything they needed from the government, right? But it didn't quite work that way. It didn't quite work that way. Everybody got a ration card. But your place on the ration line was dictated by how good a job you had. Because if you got one of the places in the back of the line, what would happen? And this is how they would punish people. They'd run out of food and clothing and toothpaste and everything by the time you got to the back of the line. So they could claim they were giving you everything you needed while starving you. Okay, so how did you get a good ration card? You had to have a good job. How did you have a good job? It had nothing to do in the former Soviet Union with how good you were at your job. That was irrelevant. It had to do with your compliance with the party's dictate. And that determined whether you got to work. And people spent most of their free time trying to stay in compliance with the party. So they would give you options. And they did this to keep people busy so they couldn't rebel in the former Soviet Union. And a great book that documents this is called We the Living. It's by Ayn Rand, and it talks about her time living in the former Soviet Union. And so you had almost no free time by the time they were done with you, because you had to participate in a certain number of party activities, whether that was being a volunteer party headquarters, leading a pro-communist reading group, participating in communist sports leagues. And so you would get, you know, a certain number of points for this, and that would determine, you know, or a certain amount of credibility for this, that would determine how good your job was. If you chose not to fill all of your free time with these party activities, you would find yourself out of a job. You'd still be required to get another one, but it wouldn't be a good job. And it would be the kind of job that led to your ration card being one of the bad ones. That would then force you, you wouldn't have food, you wouldn't have clothes, you wouldn't have things that you needed. That would force you into the black market out of desperation. Once you go into the black market, you're a criminal and you end up in the gulag. So people spent a lot of time trying to earn their job. By doing what? satisfying the dictates of the party. So having a job was a privilege. And you could only earn that privilege by being in good stead with the party, by doing this, that, or the other thing. And that's what I think this vaccine mandate is. I don't think it's actually about the vaccine. I don't even think it matters what it is, what the thing is they get to condition your job on. I don't think it matters if it was a vaccine or you wear masks all the time or you drive the right kind of car or you use the right kind of fuel. It was going to be something. And this is what they're choosing. But this is a Soviet-style policy, and I break down what those policies are like and how eerily similar this is to those policies that we saw. Think about this for a minute. If you can mandate, if having a job is now a privilege, and that you can only have the job by having, you know, the vaccine and however many boosters they say you have to take, and it's going to be a lot of boosters, according to Fauci, if that is what is required to have a job, and the reason that's allowed is because it's an emergency, what can't they require you to do as a condition of having a job? In other words, buy an electric vehicle because it's a climate emergency. They say they use that terminology, climate emergency, same wording as COVID. Racism is an emergency. White supremacy, according to the Biden White House. Well, maybe everybody has to take critical race theory training in order to be allowed to have a job. In other words, what can't they do if they can do this? And if the only criteria is it's got to be an emergency, I mean, I think sky's the limit. And this is exactly what they did in the former Soviet Union. Exactly. Having a job was a privilege. And you couldn't have a good one unless, and that's a good ration card, unless you were in compliance with the party and a party member in good standing. So the Soviet era tinge of this policy is shocking. And it's very much real.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you know that transitory inflation, it's just merely transitory. It's just, it's very temporary and don't even like worry about it. Not a big deal. Interesting to me that Biden chose the day that he did to make the vaccine mandate speech. Because it covered up some really big news. And I'm sure he knew, I mean, was coming out. I mean, I'm sure the White House got a courtesy call. In fact, when you understand what was going on, you understand exactly why Biden chose that day for his speech, because the Federal Reserve put out its beige book. And in the beige book was a pretty terrifying prognostication if you've been to the grocery store lately, seeing what goes on with the prices. Is it just me or can you literally see? Because you know what stuff costs. You can literally see them going up from trip to trip. It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it. Well, it was going to be transitory, very temporary. You love inflation. Remember, they tried that. It's very good for a country to have inflation, Janet Yellen tried to explain. That lasted about 6 hours before she reversed herself. But whatever, they tried it. But it's only going to be transitory. It's very temporary. And don't even worry. Nope. Says the Federal Reserve Beige Book. On what day? Same day Biden gave the vaccine mandatory speech. Yeah, the Federal Reserve says to expect, here's the scary word, significant price hikes in the coming months. Significant price hikes. Let me translate. It's not transitory. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. In the meantime, we are seeing a record-breaking producer inflation number. It is up to 8.3% annually. What does that mean? That is in inflationary terms, that is a massive number. Massive. 8.3. So that is what the manufacturers pay for the raw goods they manufacture from. It's what wholesalers pay. And of course, it's going to get passed along to you. So that came out on the day Biden gave his speech. I'm sure it was all coincidence. It worked, though. Almost nobody noticed it. Your humble host misses nothing. So I was all over it. I thought it was the biggest story of the week after the vaccine mandate. But now there's this. Kroger CFO notes more and faster food inflation coming in the next several months. So this is exactly what the Fed is saying in their beige book. So on the show, we live in reality. We don't live we live in Realville, as my favorite radio host once said early and often. We live in Realville on this show. And in Realville, as anybody who goes to the grocery store knows, inflation is real. By the way, did you see the Fox News poll came out on Friday? And they're asking people, what's the number one thing of concern, right? COVID. No, nobody cares. That was way down the list. No, it was inflation. I was shocked by that. These people are getting it. They know. You can try to divert our attention all you want, but this is the deal. This is what they're afraid of. Kroger Chief Financial Officer Gary Millerchip, in a call with Financial Media, broke the bad news. We can expect to see even more rapid inflation in food prices overall in the next several months. Cincinnati-based Kroger Company says inflation, and it's crazy that they use the word inflation. So, they're actually admitting it's a real thing. Says inflation is running hotter than management previously anticipated, and that prices are expected to rise another 2 to 3% over the second half of this year. That's huge. That is huge. I mean, so, folks, you get 2% price hike a year, a whole year. That's a pretty, fairly stable number. You want to keep it under 2. We're looking at 2 to 3 for the rest of the year. Wow. Again, why are we having inflation? Why are we having it when nobody was talking about it in January and only Larry Summers was warning about it in February? We weren't talking about this. Go back and look at the news. Why now? Because we did the Biden stimulus package and we spent it very quickly. We put $1 trillion, we printed and borrowed $1 trillion in 4 months. That is the fastest the Fed has ever processed that amount of monopoly money. And that is why we are seeing record-breaking or near record-breaking inflationary figures for that period. And that is why those who understand all of this are bugging the Fed. So you're going to taper, right? You're going to taper. In other words, when they say that you're going to stop spreading the monopoly money and making every dollar worth less so that people experience shock every time they go to the grocery store. And the Fed says, no, we're totally going to. But there's no way they can do that if Congress spends another, $1, $2, $3 trillion. They can't. It's impossible. Unless they just tell Congress they can't have monopoly money, but that'll never happen. So we're in a really weird place. And over the weekend, Joe Manchin, hit your knees and thank God for this and pray it lasts. Democrat Joe Manchin said, no, he's not doing it. He's not doing the $3.5 trillion. Okay, Democrats are freaking out because they wanted to raid the Treasury. I mean, there's no money left in the Treasury. They're out of money. They have to raise the debt ceiling to even get more of the monopoly money. But the Democrats were desperate to finish raiding the Treasury in that they want to spend to total borrowing capacity. Literally, they're looting. And they're freaking out. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going off on him saying he's meeting with Exxon executives, and that's bad. I don't know what that has to do with anything. But I guess it's bad if you're a Democrat and that he's a bad guy. But he wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal saying no more. We cannot keep spending this way. He's a Democrat and he controls the one swing vote in the Senate. So literally the dollar, our financial system, and the solvency of the government and the U.S. economy hangs on Manchin right now. And as of this moment, 7:45 a.m. on Monday, Joe says no. But, I mean, Chuck Schumer hadn't finished. I mean, I know they're going to offer him the Bernie Sanders plan, you know, at least multiple mansions, vacation homes, and probably a small island if he would like it. Anything to get at $3 trillion and break the bank before they're kicked out of office and pay off all their friends. So they're going to go herd at Manchin. But so far, he's still holding folks. I mean, yes, you heard the phrase razor's edge. It's what this country hangs on right now. And the Kroger CEO knows it. And that's why he's openly using terms, not price hikes, not cost increases, but inflation. Because that's what it is. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, you are getting close with your emergency measures comparison, but missing the more obvious and ominous. So-called gun violence is already being referred to as a public health crisis. If they can get away with vaccine mandates by declaring COVID a public health emergency, your gun rights are next. Well, I mean, I don't see where they wouldn't be. If you can make somebody have booster after booster after booster to keep their job because COVID is an emergency, well, gun violence is an emergency. It kills a lot of people. I don't see what the difference is. There's literally nothing they can't do. For instance, they're already calling climate change an emergency. Well, why can't they mandate that everybody have an electric car? They've already mandated you buy another product. That was Obamacare. They got away with that at the Supreme Court level. Because, you know, we had a health emergency. Well, we have a climate emergency, too, according to the left. Why can't you just mandate everybody has to have an electric car? They don't have a job. Serious question. I don't know. If climate change kills, then we should do that. You can have a gun if you want, but you won't have a job. Got to turn it in. It's an emergency. People are dying. Lots of people. Every year. Suicides, homicides, all of it. We could end gun homicides if you had to turn your gun in as a condition of work. I mean, I could go on forever with this. Racism is an emergency. So is white supremacy. So if you want to have a job, you have to take critical race theory training courses. And you got to be up to date. Got to be up to date. By the way, folks, there's really good news this morning. Really good news. I'm going to explain this in the next hour. Not just how it happened, because that's a big deal, but why. England, the UK, I should say, just drop kicked their vaccine passes. They're free this morning. They woke up free. The vaccine passport system they were implementing there and that they had already implemented in France is absolutely identical to the one Joe Biden proposed last week. Joe just backs into it. He does the fines first. And the fines are the heart of the system. In France, it's $9,000 per employee who's not vaccinated or who isn't doing the once a week testing. This is straight out of France. The vaccine passports are just the system they use to track it. And I bet you he's going to make a major announcement tomorrow. It's going to be about the system they'll use to track it. They got to have a system to track this. Think about this. How can OSHA police every employee with their fines, their $14,000 fine? They can't. They need a system. That's what this is going to be about. All of this is to get to the system where you need to ask government permission to do anything, to go to a game, to go to a restaurant. You're going to have to be a citizen in good standing. Think about it. It doesn't make sense at all that you need a vaccine to go to work. This is where they're going to go. That you need a vaccine to go to work, but you can go to a restaurant. I mean, does that make any sense? Of course not. You need a vaccine to go to the restaurant. And we're going to need a system to track that. This is where they're going. They're just backing into it by doing the fines first. But not in the UK. They just drop-kicked their system. I'll tell you why in the next hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.